USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Experts warning that the coronavirus may be approaching pandemic levels as cases outside of mainland China continue to grow. As of Monday, the number of reported cases of that illness surged past 80,000, most of them still in China, the death toll there reaching nearly 2,700. But now the virus has also hit Italy hard. Wall Street's looking to recover its massive losses yesterday as investors are worried about the spread of the coronavirus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell over 1,000 points yesterday, erasing all of its gains for the year. President Trump wrapping up a brief but busy two-day visit to India.
Melania and I have been awed by the majesty of India and the exceptional kindness and generosity of the Indian people.
While there, the president confirmed that a $3 billion arms deal will soon be signed between the two nations. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.